Well, as we heard before the news, the federal government is again under pressure from animal rights groups to put an end to the live sheep export trade. The RSPCA has obtained material from the Agriculture Department documenting the suffering of animals on multiple live export voyages. This follows that distressing footage broadcast last year of thousands of sheep either dead or dying on a live export vessel, the Awassi Express. Speaking earlier here on Breakfast, the RSPCA's Dr. Jed Goodfellow said this latest material obtained from the independent inspectors put on board by the government should be enough to impose longer bans on the live export trade during the northern summer.
We cannot see how the government could possibly, with the evidence that is currently before it, how it could possibly, in good conscience, put more animals on these vessels during that May to October period. The heat stress threshold is exceeded between May to October, so effectively animals are suffering on these voyages during that period of time when we're sending them into the stifling heat of the Middle Eastern climate.
That's the RSPCA's Dr. Jed Goodfellow. Well, earlier I spoke with Agriculture Minister David Littleproud.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Fran. Great to be with you.
Minister, you responded with anger and outrage when those images from the Awassi Express first came to light last year. Have you seen the material provided by the department's own independent observers put on board ships since that incident?
Not specifically, but we're making moves to make sure that that is a transparent process where we can put them up online as quickly as we possibly can. I was outraged and continue to be, but we've got to be calm and methodical about the implementation of the reform and the reset of this industry, and we're doing that. And that's why independent observers weren't something that anybody recommended, something that I thought of because I felt that we needed the truth and proof on those boats, and we're going to continue to roll that out to make sure that we can give confidence to the community around what happens on those boats, and I'm not afraid to do that, and we'll continue on the reform.
Well, the RSPCA says that the information it got under FOI, which include reports, those with some redactions, and photographs, showed that some sheep were still being kept in conditions of temperatures up to 34 degrees and 85% humidity. And they say that that means that the conditions that were there on the Awassi Express are still similar conditions on these other ships. Is that good enough?
Well, obviously, we're looking at every shipment, and that's why it's not just one report you should go on.
This is not just one report. They got a number of inspectors' reports.
There is a significant number of shipments that have gone, whereby independent observer reports have been put out and vision has been put out. I can't comment because I haven't seen the detail of this as of yet, but the reality is that's why we put in place independent observers to make sure there's transparency. We've put in place a scientific process with the industry themselves, have not only embraced independent observers, but are embracing the change from mortality base to an animal welfare base, predicated on science. And we need to work through that science, and we're doing that in a calm and methodical way.
Well, in the interest of transparency, will you order the department to give to the RSPCA some of the videos shot by those independent observers too during these voyages? Because they've so far been denied, which makes one think something's trying to be covered up.
Well, as you said, they're independent and they should be independent of the political process that the independent regulator.
Your department's in charge of what gets given under FOI. Will it allow those videos to be provided?
Well, as I've been advised, the reason why that vision hasn't been totally shared is because there's privacy issues of the workers that are on there. They have to sign agreements to allow that vision to be released. People's privacy is also important.
Well, surely you could block out faces, couldn't you? We do that all the time on the news.
Well, those are the processes that the department will be working through, the independent regulator will work through.
Okay, let's go to the science, because you've said you will act on the science. Your own heat stress review panel that you set up has recommended that the conditions that sheep should be kept under on these ships should be at 28 degrees temperature. Now, the independent observers have found sheep, as I said, being held in temperatures up to 34 degrees. This committee recommends a ban, if you like, on travel from May to October. That came from your own heat stress panel. That would be a 6 or 7 month ban. Are you prepared to enforce that?
No, well, Fran, we're at a consultation stage. We won't be rushing that and making decisions where we haven't consulted other scientists. There's a panel of scientists.
Well, this is your own heat stress panel you set up to look at it. How many more people do you want to get the right answer you want?
As I've said from the outset, is that it's important that every science piece of science is looked at and is peer reviewed. It's important that not just one small group of scientists get to stamp their view on it. We put it out for consultation. We're doing that in the calm, methodical way. The heat stress model is one portion. Is one portion of how stocking density should be created. There's other things that need to be looked at in where the voyage is going and the type of sheep that's going. So we've got to work through this.
Okay, let me ask you that another way then. You yourself said there will be a change from a mortality base to an animal welfare base. If that means a change in that shipments aren't allowed to go to the Middle East during their summer from May to October, would you be prepared to enforce that?
Well, we're going to work through that, and definitely the sciences and industry themselves have asked to move from a mortality to an animal welfare. But what we're also doing is I've asked Live Corp, the research and development corporation that support the industry, to come up with an investment in looking at the technology that complements that. And in fact, we're looking at starting those trials very soon to look at dehumidifiers, to make sure that we can look at technology to increase and to be able to make sure that animal welfare standards are improved.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is the Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud. On another issue, Minister, you're also the Minister for Water Resources. The release of the final report from the South Australian Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is imminent. It's expected to find parts of the plan are in breach of the Federal Water Act. Have you sought legal advice scoping out what to do if that is the recommendation or the finding of the Royal Commission?
Well, look, yes, the Commonwealth has sought legal advice on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan over a number of years. And every time we've sought that, it's found that it's a legal document, and we'll continue to work through that. We respect the South Australian Royal Commission and the information that was provided to the Commissioner. But the premise of where the government, and I understand the opposition, is working is that the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is legal for the first time since Federation.
Sorry to interrupt, Minister, but have you gone and sought legal advice again in the wake of reports this week that will be the central finding of the Royal Commission?
We have. We've had consultation with the AG's office, the Attorney General's office. The reality is we've continued to make sure and understand and reaffirm that the legality of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan remains intact.
Okay, but the next question I suppose a lot of people are asking right now is the plan working? Is it worth it? We've got the agreement is under enormous scrutiny given the mass fish kills in the Darling. Is it time to revisit the agreement and the penalties and the oversight within it?
Well, the science was agreed to by the Parliament, both sides of Parliament and the Australian Greens.
Have they got it wrong, though? Well, every time you say that, the Greens contact me and say they haven't agreed to it.
Well, you asked them why they didn't put a disallowance motion in against the Northern Basin Review. They accepted the science of the Northern Basin Review. They're hypocrites. They're irrelevant to this debate, and we shouldn't even bother to talk to them.
Well, you raise them.
Because the media continue to give them air on something that they have really no relevance on anymore, because they've been shown to be hypocrites. Now, I'm not going to give them any more oxygen. We're going to work constructively, as always have. The reality is the plan is predicated by science. The fish kills, as somebody that grew up in Chinchilla on the Condamine River, I can tell you that's a distressing event. But we're going to be calm and decisive. We've got a panel of experts. They're going to work through that and tell us how we can better manage that water. This isn't a new event. We've got to understand there's been 600 of these events alone in New South Wales over the last 40 years. They happened when I was a kid in Queensland. So this isn't something new, and they're going to happen again. I've got to say to people, they'll happen again because it's dry, one of the biggest droughts you've got, and in fact, God forbid, when it does flood, we'll probably get another event. It's called a black water event. So these events will continue to happen, but we can always learn. We can always equip ourselves with better tools and how to manage the Murray-Darling, and that's what this panel will do, and the investment of $5 million in trying to repair those fish stocks in the Menindee is something the government and the Murray-Darling Basin is committed to.
Okay. David Littleproud, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime, Frank. Great to be with you.
Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud. And just on that disallowance argument, in February 2018, the Greens did disallow water recovery targets. The government then reintroduced those targets in September. There was no disallowance motion moved. It was supported by the opposition and the government.